Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
who got it? It's time for episode 598 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint Bonnaroo as we make our way through summer 2022. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Dragon Boy Suede, a.k.a. Sultan of Summer, a.k.a. Ed Ricketts of Pick Disc. Howard Kramer. What's up, Stard?
What's up, man? How's it going?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. It's summer, yeah.
What's been happening in your world?
It's been a seltzer summer. I've been late to the game. Perhaps you and our guests have already been doing this for years, but I'm new to the soda stream game.
Okay.
So I'm a streamer.
What do you got? 1.0, 2.0? You got
the latest?
I got
Source. The Source. It's like the classic model, I guess. Got the lights on the front.
Lights? Oh, wow. I don't got any lights on mine.
Oh, shit. Hey, mine's, let's bring in our guest so we can talk about this.
Yeah,
we here he comes now. You know him from the Tape to Tape podcast. So many programs. You can see him at the Elysian Theater 720 in Los Angeles. He'll be in Seattle 723 and Portland 724. Check local listings. Welcome him back to the charts. It's Johnny Pemberton. Nice.
What's up?
Hey, give me some Minnesota Record Selector.
Minnesota Record Selector?
Here he is, Johnny Pemberton, the Record Selector from Minnesota.
It sounds like you're doing a Count Dracula voice.
You do that, you know, Jamaican thing, the record, you know, the DJ thing.
Well, you mean, yeah, I guess I have done it. I have done it.
You've done it quite a bit. I associate
Yeah, quite
it
a
with
bit.
You
mean just the patois accent, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want to hit it. Okay.
I can't think what to say. It has to be in context. Otherwise, it sounds, I feel like I'm just aping it. And I don't want to do
that. I feel like part of an intro. Here he is, Johnny Pemberton. Booyah, booyah.
Control this Rasta. Scene.
Yeah, all that. Hey, Bonnaroo is this weekend. People are excited about it. We'll get into that. It's Thursday through Sunday in Tennessee. We'll be talking about how it's back online.
Man, and, I'm so glad. Excited.
Yeah. We'll talk about the cultivation things that you're doing over there. And we'll do that right here on Who Charted.
Who Charted.
Great. We got a great show for you today.
Great show.
You guys got to check out Marriott Bonvoy Traveler to see. Don't want to play in the mud? Here's how to Bonnaroo like a boss.
Whoa. Do they got some good tips?
Yeah, it's how to Bonnaroo like a boss. It's how to match sun hats with your girls so you each have different ones, but you're still covered.
Okay.
And you got to have like a funky sort of boho chic thing going on.
Right on.
And Marriott Bonvoy is going to teach you how to do it.
Hell yeah. Is that a specific company? Is that a hotel concierge? What
I don't know. I think
that?
Marriott Bonvoy is like they help arrange trips. Something like that.
I can't wait. I mean, it's exciting stuff. J. Cole's going to be there, 21 Savage, as well as Stevie Nicks. It's quite an eclectic lineup.
What about Robert 21 Plant? Pilots?
No Pilots this year. Okay. It switched over to Savage. It's that quick. It's that fickle, the music business. But Machine Gun Kelly's going to be there. You'll be excited to hear that. And Tool.
Tool, wow.
Maynard.
Wine.
That's a weird combination.
Sure Arizona is. Desert wine.
What do you think that ticket costs over there, you guys?
For Bonnie?
I'm going to guess like a starting like at $350 or something.
That's a great guess. How about you, Johnny?
Okay, so is it we talk? How do tickets work? Is it you buy one for every show?
Tickets are it's like a piece of paper that you hand in.
Okay. I'm talking about Bonnaroo tickets. How do Bonnaroo tickets work? Do you buy one for the day or do you buy one for the whole festival?
Oh, great point. A 4-day pass. We're talking about.
Okay.
I'm gonna say I bet it's upwards of $600.
It's actually $275 to $350.
Wow.
But for a camping pass, that'll cost you $800.
There you go. That's how they get you.
Now, do you think the camping pass is per person?
I bet there's
no way they let 20 people pack into an RV and just charge one price.
I bet it's per, but it's probably not $800 per person, is it? That's too much.
No, because if you think about it, you're there for 4 days camping out at a festival, $1,200 total. That kind of makes sense in today's world.
Is there anybody there over 40, you think? Are you allowed?
The Tool fans.
The Tool fans, that's true. Yeah.
Maybe the Stevie fans. Nicks fans, too.
Stevie Nicks fans.
Maybe they'll come together, create some real weird kids.
I think those Stevie Nicks fans are a bunch of younger people who discovered her from TikTok.
True, yeah, and Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, you got the $25 repressing of Tusk. You got to buy at Urban.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's actually probably $40 repressing.
I always wanted to do a Dragon Boy Suede album called Horn, which would also be a double with the USC marching band.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. And Horn. Hey, guys, rounding out this segment, what do you think an airport shuttle will cost you? Get you from the airport out to the fest.
Do you know how far that airport is?
Not that important of a question. Let's just pop out a number.
I'm saying $39.
Higher.
I'm saying $79. Damn.
Lower, $65. Tack that on. $1,865. What is that about now? No, we're at 1,000. We're at $1,110 gets you out to the festival. Besides food, water, sunscreen, Xanax, ecstasy, all that. But
remember when there was like a huge hubbub in like the early 90s about ticket prices? And like Pearl Jam and all of them were like at the front lines.
They were going against Ticketmaster.
Tickets being like more than $20.
Right. But now
look where we are now.
Now these festivals, they provide you with the different tiers so they could justify a lot higher prices. And they're bringing a lot of acts out. Shout out to my nephew who's going down there. He'll be there for the entire festival.
How old is he?
Godspeed.
He's like late 20s.
Okay, so that's the time to do that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the time where that sounds appealing. I can't imagine it. I cannot imagine wanting to be there for 4 days.
I know. You got to still have a lot of wanderlust and adventure in your soul. Yeah. You got to be able to handle a lot of people of your own age group.
And I guess just not have been to that many shows.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like once you cross a certain threshold, you're like, I know what I'm getting.
Right.
Like, I kind of know what the experience is.
Yeah. It's not going to surprise you. That's where it stops.
Herbie Hancock is going to be there.
Is he?
I'm looking at this lineup right now. Herbie Hancock is one of the only acts I know in this whole thing.
I wish he would have worked with Bowie.
They didn't ever work together.
I think they did work together. Okay. It's just whenever I hear about him, I just hear about how he worked with Bowie.
Oh, interesting.
I never knew that at all. And I feel like I've seen Herbie Hancock live a couple of times.
Well, I'll look it up. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, he's worked with everyone. He should work with Tool. They could both, sync up on those time signatures.
Yeah, do some loops. I like that.
They wouldn't phase Herbie.
Hey, speaking of music, let's listen to our music chart theme. music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs? Tunes.
I don't know the way that whole world is going. It's been tanking recently, right?
Well, the entire market's tanked.
That's not a good time. I blame that Matt Damon. I blame that Matt Damon commercial.
Oh, yeah. My God. Isn't that funny? That was not that long ago, was it?
No.
Wait, remind me. What was
that? During the Super Bowl and stuff, it's like Matt Damon walking through what looks kind of like a museum. It's all of the world's greatest like risk-taking inventions and that helped the world. And then he kind of like talks you into jumping on some crypto.
Like
Michelangelo or, you know, Da Vinci with his inventions. Right. And
okay. Yeah. And then there's a bored ape.
Yeah. But it'll bounce back. It'll bounce back. I still think it's got a bright future, but these are the galvanizing times. These are tough times. There's probably some industries that were started right before the Great Depression that got decimated by the Depression but still lived on. I think that's what this will be. But if you got money in it right now, ouch-a.
Well, you just got to sit on it, right?
Ouch-a.
Well, you got money on it, right?
Yeah, sit on it. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I'm down hardcore.
Hardcore.
I looked at it today for the first time.
What's that?
I looked at it today for the first time, and I wish I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not good news.
Yesterday was a tough one. They'll write about it in the history books. But let's see what music is floating around in society at this time of great loss on
unrest.
Paper.
All right. Yeah. This is the top USA on Spotify.
Okay.
All right. Coming in at number five. Post Malone and Doja Cat. I like you. A happier song.
Hey, congrats to Post Malone. He's got a baby coming.
He does?
Tat face baby, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he has the baby come out with tats.
Yeah. That's weird when you realize that Post Malone is more adult than you are. Like, wow, right. The tat face guy's ready for all those big moves.
Is he ready, though? Is he being ready and doing it are two different things.
True, but you know what? He lives in Salt Lake City.
He does.
He, like, purposely stays out of the way of everything. He might be ready.
He also does smoke a lot of cigs.
Yes, he does. He's always crushing them.
He's always smoking. He's always drinking.
Yeah.
And he's always very nice to people.
Yeah, he always seems very personable. Mm-hmm. But that might be the booze talking. We don't know. He is trying to cut back. There's a song on the new album of it's like a love/hate letter to alcohol.
Ooh. That song was not very good.
No.
Yeah.
I agree.
Sounds like just one they made to get a collab in there.
Yes, exactly. They showed up one day and that's what came out and they can't help it. And the schedules are such that. That was their shot. That's my theory.
Yeah.
Is that a Monster Energy shirt, Johnny?
It is.
Yeah. It's like a double Garfield. Monster.
Garfield Monster Energy.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. Do you make those?
Yeah, I make these and sell these.
Oh, right on.
Yes.
Where can people pick those up?
You go to my Instagram account. You can see my shop. It's connected to that. I have lots of merchandise. I don't have this particular design available right now, but it will be at some point.
Right.
You
got to
follow and check
that.
Back. Turn on notifications and you'll be in the loop.
Damn, listen to that.
Check it out.
Oh.
Hey, what's coming in up next?
All right, coming in at number four. Bad Bunny and Clencho Corleone with
Clencho, that's me.
Me Porto Bonito.
He's saying, my neck hurts. It always hurts. How come I stretch it so much, but it continues to hurt? Why, Lord, why? There you go.
Dios mio, por qué?
Oh, my gosh. Bieber has clenched now too. They announced.
He sure.
What did
does.
He do?
Severe clench.
He's got like his face is half paralyzed, and I'm like
Bieber.
Yeah.
No way. Is this real?
It's crazy.
This is real. He's calling it something else, like Mason Ramsey disease or something like that.
No, he's got Bell's palsy.
No, that's not what he's calling it.
It's not Ramsey Hunt.
Ramsey Hunt. Yeah.
Damn, that sucks. That is not fun. Ramsey.
But I know from clench that.
Oh no, that sucks.
I mean, that Ramsey Mason disease, that's supposed to have open sores and stuff. He doesn't look like he has sores. I think he's faking clench to get out of some obligations.
What's clench?
I have it. It's just like tight muscles, just sore a lot.
It's a family.
Doesn't that just mean you need to chill out?
Yeah, but as you know, I've probably smoked enough weed to chill out a herd of elephants.
Yeah. But it's more about maybe that's not the ish. It's you have to go deeper. You have to do some ketamine therapy, or maybe you do some ayahuasca.
Maybe
find
some
the
of that.
Source of the clench.
I think actually the source is I don't speak about this much because I don't know much about it. But I was crammed in there with my twin sister.
Yeah,
really.
So when I popped out, this is all real. When I popped out, they said that I had hammerhead toes, whatever that means.
Oh, hammer toes. Like,
I know those.
Yeah. So they went to the doctor, and the doctor said he's got hammer toes.
Yeah.
And so then I go, and then what? And then they go, that was enough that they put a name on it for them. So then,
did they act kind of nervous and shifty when they answered that, like you just did?
Oh yeah,
like,
it's just my mom.
That's it.
She
that's
goes, I don't remember any. And I go, so that was it. He just goes, the name of it is hammer toes, and I think. It got down to where she said, like, it wasn't bad enough that they would do anything, like put my leg in a brace or something like that.
But you can right. You can run, right? And have no problem running?
I'm pretty fast, yeah. But so I was always a little, like, off-centered. Right now I'm doing these exercises that are bringing me back.
What's your latest clench buster? I always have some good techniques.
It's hard to explain, but basically standing on the front of my feet, and it brings all this blood up through the front of your legs and your shins and stuff. It's painful.
That's to bust the clinch or to help the hammer toes?
That's both.
God, okay.
Wait, so it's basically just standing on your tiptoes.
Yeah, but not on your tiptoes, like bent under. You're standing on the front of your toes with your toes bent
under. Whoa.
This is a yoga position.
Interesting.
Yeah, what's that called, Johnny?
I think it's called hummingbird or something like that.
Oh, that's perfect. It's right where I see the hummingbirds by the kitchen window.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow. So you bust clench by the nook.
By the, please, you just confused my own vernacular. By the wedge.
The wedge, sorry, yes.
The
yes.
Wedge. The wedge.
Come on, I'm so sorry I used them.
No, I'm some sad girl eating breakfast. Come on. That's the wedge.
The wedge.
The wedge.
Yeah. The wedge is the sink where he sits by and he can look at the loquats.
And anyone who's been out there is like, are you going out of town? Like, I want this. Like, I want to be hanging out here. It's a great spot.
Oh, your apartment.
This is right here at the Wedge at Dragon Manor, yeah.
Have you ever thought of leasing it out?
I've thought about it, but I would have to. There's just so much, like if a fan or somebody who listened to the podcast a lot came through here, the temptation to dig around would be so, you know what I mean? I feel like,
you know what? I
almost got to move first or something.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Where are you going to move? Someplace with good amount of water, right?
Your driveway.
Okay, my driveway's opening up.
Right on. Hey, what's coming in at number three?
Coming in at number three, Harry Styles, As It Was, dropping down the charts. It's just us. You know, it's not the same as it was in this world.
It's just us. You know, it's California.
I think I would like this song if I was about 10 years younger.
There you go. And you worked at Ulta.
At Ulta? What is that?
Makeup store.
Okay.
I just mean a lot of ladies like this.
Yeah.
A lot.
Because they think about him singing and it feels good.
Right on. Those guys have been at it for a while now, seasoned vets, and just like NSYNC and boy groups before them, they've produced some legitimate superstars.
He's got that new song now that's used in all the, like I see it on ESPN all the time. There's some commercial or something that it's used for, and it's sort of Prince-like. Have you heard that
one? Yeah, you got a Princey one, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like early Prince.
It's funny, though, because it seems like he's always singing in that kind of slightly, like, relaxed.
Falsetto?
Like, slightly falsetto. Like, he's never really projecting hard. There's a lot of, like, production making up for the hype on that one.
Interesting.
He sounds like Bournes with not as good of a voice.
Who?
You know that guy, Bournes?
Oh, all Bournes, caps. Yeah.
He's
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of gone now because he got, you know, what happens to everybody?
Death.
He got nixed.
Oh, he got canceled.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
no.
Styles also. He comes from a boy band where they're used to singing in that falsetto, and it's part of his training. Part of his training is DNA.
Part of his training. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Here's Kate Bush running up that hill.
Oh my wow. God, so staying, great!
Staying
wow.
up on that chart.
You like this phenomenon?
I like that it's on the charts. Yes. This is the TikTok charts or the actual charts?
No, this is actual Spotify.
Actual
Shut
charts.
Up. That's so cool. Yeah.
And it's been number one 2 weeks in a row. It's now just slipping.
This is the kind of thing that, it's one of the few things that gives me hope.
Just because you think it's a good song and people recognize it?
Just because it's like an old song that is back again for no reason other than people just, someone discovered it and people liked it. So it got like a second chance.
Right.
And it's just interesting how that happens.
I love that it got a second chance. Mm-hmm. I just, in particular, wish it would have been a different track.
Well, there probably will be other tracks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there will be. But I just mean for, like, there's not that many times a year where some old track goes full mainstream.
But don't you think it's going to start happening even more now? It's like, it's going to be like foreshortening.
I mean, it's not going to happen every day. I wish this spot would have went to maybe Foreigner's Hot Blooded.
Yeah.
yeah. There that's you go. Such a big track already. Everyone version. Knows that.
Okay,
track.
Good point. Okay, Headbanger. It was a deeper track.
Here's a
deeper cut on the Foreigner's first album.
I didn't know this Kate Bush song. I didn't know it at all.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I know about old music for the most part.
Okay, because this one I lived through and it just was always kind of depressing and just, you know, you
but
hear
the kids
that
the are depressed
barbershop.
Now, man. The kids are depressed. Okay.
I feel like the it's kind of the Bohemian Rhapsody thing again. Remember when Wayne's World brought that back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and now, then people considered that as just like a staple of radio, but it wasn't really before that.
No, not at all.
That
was the
also
longest
back
song
now?
Ever to break through.
What's Past that? The Dutchies back.
Is it really?
Is it?
How come?
Because of Stranger Things.
Oh, they brought that back.
Oh, wow.
Musical
Always
Youth.
Love that song.
See,
man,
that was successful, though.
That was
a big
hit.
Big song. Big, yeah. big.
But now 13-year-olds know about it.
Yeah. They were in England, so they did it backwards. Over here, we did it on the right-hand side.
Oh, you got the sound effect for that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Music
what do you
selecta.
Mean? Oh, yeah.
You got to do the sound effect for your air horn.
I gave you my patented air horn that's now been appropriated across the world.
Oh, shit.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Oh, this is new. Joji, Glimpse of Us.
Ooh.
I
was living in the blue.
I don't know who Joji is.
Oh, I love Joji.
Is it that stuff you get after you've eaten the...
Here he goes. Good joke coming in. Come on. I got to hear this.
You know, when you go to eat Japanese food, they give you that weird textured ice cream at the end?
Mochi?
Ah, there you go. You're more well-traveled than me. Mochi.
Mochi? consider mochi being well-traveled. Joji has another great song called Dancing in the Dark, which I think is probably my favorite slow song.
Is it a cover of the Springsteen or a different version altogether?
No, I think it's, you know, actually it's called Slow Dancing. It's not called Dancing in the Dark.
Okay.
Slow Dancing in the Dark, I think.
Is it a slow piano type song like that?
It's a little bit more weird sounding than that one, but it's a similar thing. Yeah.
It's a haunting, haunting torch song type of deal.
Yeah, but it's Slow Dancing in the Dark is it's outstanding. It's really great. I don't think he's a great singer, evidently. Evidently, he has a trouble singing live, but he's one of those people who, in the production, he sounds great because he's able to manipulate his voice.
Right on.
Well, yeah, that's like an extreme falsetto.
That'd be
like a soft falsetto. That'd be hard to do live. Billie Eilish does it somehow.
She grew up in LA, though, that's why.
Okay.
There you go.
By the way, speaking of Japanese things, have you guys seen the Netflix show Old Enough? Have you guys watched that at all?
I heard it's cute.
It's very cute, but it's fantastic. Like, it's 10 minutes an episode, and they just coach like a little toddler, like on an errand he's got to do. Like, they'll be like, okay, I want you to go two blocks this way, then go to the grocery store.
That's great.
Pick up a soda or whatever, and then come back and deliver the mail. And then it just follows this toddler on this little quest, and it just shows how they're bumbling around and like what they do on their own.
And they're just completely themselves.
They're completely by themselves.
They send them to bad neighborhoods and stuff?
Well, there's no bad neighborhoods in Japan. That's the thing.
Yeah. It's kind of idyllic because it makes it seem like it's just the safest environment.
It is safe. It's safe as hell there. Yeah. You can do whatever goddamn you want.
They're like crossing major streets and stuff. But
really?
it's just so entertaining. It's only 10 minutes. And
I'm
going to
definitely check
great.
That out.
Yeah, I think you'll love it.
Did I got like Marie Kondo on DVD, so
that's on DVD.
Yeah.
Does it bring you joy?
Oh, actually, it's great when you look at it. You go, should I have this? Is this worth having on DVD, taking up room? And then right on the front cover, it says, does this spark joy? And yeah. I'm like, you're damn right, this sparks joy. This is fantastic.
I got a bunch. Jeez. I just moved all my records indoors, and I think I need to get rid of half of them because they are not sparking joy.
Can I take them?
If you want to, yeah.
I'll take them, yeah. Let's pick a day.
God, that is such a, like, I don't know, like meta sketch or something.
Marie Kondo DVDs
and asking if those spark joy.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I love that. Maybe I'll do it on a TikTok for the gang out there.
For the gang.
Hey, was that number one?
That was number one. Yeah.
Hey, that was a very interesting music chart this week. And we'll be right back with the movies chart. My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest,
Johnny Pemberton.
Brett Morris.
And this is the movie chart.
Movies.
They're just like tweets. They release them
constantly.
Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one,
movies. Oh, nice. Was that you or me?
It's me, baby.
That was your inner.
They call me the harmonizer.
Put that out, man.
The harmonizer.
Someday we got to get Sendog on the show. Can you imagine the movies? Theme song with
movie
his interjection.
Zendog?
Zendog from Cypress Hill. The guy would go.
Oh, right. Okay.
Kill a man.
Insane in the brain.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming in at number five. We need a theme for this. We're going to do a chart transplant.
I think there might be a chart transplant theme laying in the memory bank somewhere. But chart transplant, it was going to be, was it Bad Dog?
The Bad Guys.
Bad Guys.
We're tired of talking about it. I can't see that trailer again.
I don't even know what that is.
It's an animated dog movie where they use Billie Eilish for the trailer.
Oh, God. I wish I didn't know about certain things.
Yeah, see, we tried to transplant.
Wipe my goddamn brain.
Yeah.
Wipe me clean.
We'll get you into this quick. Coming in at number five,
we got Tokyo Vice on HBO Max.
With information, there is always a cost.
Jake's Johnny, on. Tell us about this.
It's just this amazing show about it's based on a true story.
I saw a Pornhub clip entitled like this, and it was one of those wrestling type things going on.
This is about a reporter
between the legs try to pop your brain. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's about a reporter, an American guy named Jake Adelstein, I think is his name. And he's he goes over to Japan. I think it's
who plays Jake?
What's his name? Ansel Elgort.
Okay, Elgort. Right.
Yeah, not my favorite casting, but he does work for this quite well.
Okay.
And it's a great story. It's like I don't know. Something about it, it's very fascinating.
Amber Heard in this too? Jeez.
No Amber Heard. You have a bunch of great actors who I've never heard of, really flexing their chops. A bunch of amazing Japanese actors who I don't know at all, who are amazing.
Is this like True Detective? What is this? What's going on?
It's about the Yakuza and about a reporter, an American reporter who speaks fluent Japanese, and he works for a Japanese newspaper. And it takes place in, I think, the early 90s. Or maybe the mid-90s or something like that. So it's before, you know, cell phone stuff is everywhere.
Okay.
But it is so interesting and so cool because half of it's in Japanese.
Ah, that is cool.
It is the best. It's really great. I think it's awesome. I love it. If you like the Wu-Tang Clan, you'll like it.
Okay. Are they use their music in there?
It's just got a Shaolin feel. You know what I mean?
Right. Staten Island.
Yeah.
And is it a 10-parter? What's going on?
I think it's like a 10 or 12 episode thing. It's not very long.
All right. Check that out.
So it's feasible.
Yeah. You can digest it.
Yeah. It's not this 22 episode crap. It's not like a documentary.
It's not like, what's that anime where they're on the pirate boat? It's like 7,000 episodes.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Neon Evangelion Genesis Garfield.
Yeah. Yeah. Dot, dot. Underworld part dot, 7.
Dot. Dot, dot, of course, is Howard talk for a colon.
They always have them, those anime shows.
They do.
Yeah, they sure do. All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Back to the formal movie chart. This is the Bob's Burgers movie.
Oh, boy.
Dad, I don't want to stop your flow, but can you pass the pilaf?
Oh, God.
That's butter. You know what? Butter's better.
Hey, Johnny, have you been on Bob's Burgers?
I have. I was on Bob's years ago.
Nice. Right on. Check those out. What, S2E5?
Yeah, have me back, guys.
Okay.
Have me back,
Bring
Bob's.
Them back. Bring them back post-movie. Get a new generation started.
People love Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
What character were you?
It was Dr. Eigerman.
Bring back Dr. Eigerman.
Eigerman was where it peaked for me.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people said that to me. They say it peaked at Eigerman and just sort of started sliding downhill after that.
Jump the Eigerman. That's where the term comes from.
Yeah. Coming in number three.
Number three.
Marvel Studios, Doctor Strange.
Oh.
See, it should have been Dr. Eigerman and the Multiverse of Madness.
They blew it.
That dream where your teeth fall out. Have you guys ever had that one?
No,
no.
Ever heard of that? Your teeth fall out?
Oh yeah. Apparently, like I've had that a few times. Where like,
really?
like a tooth falls out or something, and it's like really distressing.
Wow.
But apparently, there's like a like Freudian, you know, undertones.
Mine is always falling like a high bridge or something, and we go off the side.
Do you fall or do you fly?
Oh wow.
I wake up, so it's like before I would fall, I wake up. But I have flown in a lucid dream before.
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
Yeah.
All my dreams are unique, and they're all really cool.
Oh, right.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
That must be great.
It is great, actually, yeah. Thank you.
You sound like a hippie.
Well, in dreams, maybe, yeah.
I love every dream I get.
All right.
Don't resist, accept.
Radical acceptance of every dream. So
radical.
You enjoy your nighttime sleep cycle.
What is that, a Roland? What's your device of choice?
What are you talking about? I'm just manipulating my voice.
Whoa,
it's called training.
Like Post Malone with
I've been
the
on
vibrato.
Bob's Burgers, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You don't get on Bob's Burgers with a Roland device.
He made Eigerman happen. I mean, they wrote that in once they heard the voice skills.
All right, coming in, number two.
Number two.
Top Gun Maverick.
Dot, dot.
Can you believe it? Number two already.
So I heard, I didn't know that they had this done for a couple of years and they just held it back. Tom Cruise let them release it.
A couple
it
for years? Like, not that long, was it?
I heard it was 2 years. Am I wrong about
that? Well, it's fucking amazing.
You've seen it?
I haven't seen it.
I saw it in the theater. It was one of the best movies I've seen in years.
Wow, really?
This is what I'm hearing.
It's you know what it is? I'll say it right now. This is going to sound like an old man thing to say, but it's a return to a simpler time of filmmaking.
Is it just character-driven? And
character-driven. The stunts are just absolutely insanely real because they are. They shot so much stuff on these airplanes that no one's ever done before, and you can feel it in the movie. It's crazy. Especially in the theater.
It's got a visceral energy to it.
It does, for real. It is like, I want to see it again, actually. It was cool as hell.
That sounds awesome.
There's some cheesy stuff, but you know,
it's worth it. The industry needs to get people back out into the theater.
Exactly. Even Tom says at the beginning of the movie, he comes on a little piece. He's like, "Hey, it's me. Thanks for coming to the theater to see this." You don't get to see that if you buy the
DVD. Cool. That's
personal.
You got to
go out to the theater.
True. Maybe they'll put it on as an extras in the, you know.
Is he wearing the like Scientology turtleneck?
No, he was wearing just a normal shirt, actually, like a t-shirt.
Norm Cruise, they call it.
Norm Cruise.
He's back to Norm Cruise is what we need.
I mean, I'm into Scientology now after this movie. I'm in. I approve. It was worth it.
I finally saw, it's not on the charts, but I finally saw Everything Everywhere All at Once. I just wanted to check in with that.
How'd you feel about
finally
that?
Saw it. I liked it. I see the quality of it. It was kind of exhausting.
Oh, wow.
I can't take anything away from it at all. But
an achievement.
I just don't know if I was.
Massive achievement.
Yeah. It's very good. Have you seen it?
It's like if you ate the whole Olive Garden menu. It's like it would be a massive achievement. But why would you do something like that?
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Jurassic World Dominion.
It's already out?
It's out. I think. Yeah.
I wanted to show them something that wasn't in the lotion.
In the lotion? Jesus. That's a little eerie.
Real.
What movie did you say this was?
Jurassic World. Dominion.
Oh, Dominion. Oh,
the Big Dump, it's called.
The Big Dump. I have not seen it, and I don't think this is a spoiler at all, but I've heard that it's almost more about bugs than dinosaurs.
Oh man!
I actually like that. That's gonna get me to go.
Yeah, I know. To me, that sounds okay. But
it's about time bugs got some credit here. I mean, bugs are always doing stuff 24 hours a day. Bugs are out there. But where's the movie? I mean, Spider-Man is not about spiders. It's about some fucking guy.
Yeah, they got to make it fake. Why not just feature the real bug?
Yeah, show me some bugs, baby.
I've said it before. The vast majority of bugs mind their own business.
That's true. Well, they got big concerns down.
Have you said that before? I've said this before.
One of the best theater experiences I've ever had was Bugs 3D IMAX. Ooh. It's like a documentary thing, but it's from the bug's point of view. And it's the best 3D application I've ever seen in my life. But the world at the bug level is the most insane thing you've ever seen. Like, they have a much more exciting world than we do.
Yeah.
Right on.
The kind of beasts they encounter and the fights they get into it's a total alien landscape.
I mean, even when I see ants, it's like I try to figure out why they come in. I go, oh, it's hot outside. But they're not trying to bother me. They're just heading in the direction that's cooler.
They are not just trying to cool down. That's the funniest read on ants.
No, I'm saying that they are trying.
I know, but there's no way they are. They're just they want some
it's
food.
True.
I'm telling
bugs
you,
come
dude,
inside.
They come in
seasonal
at
seasonal changes. They do.
They come in at different times of the day every day when it's too hot.
Okay. Yeah,
what kind of ants are you talking about here?
Johnny's backing me up, though. I'm not a flat earther. Bugs are there's certain things they like and don't, just like anything.
Yeah, you might be right.
I'm a flat earther.
They are
now.
Seasonal.
How doubting me on ants? Come on.
The one subject.
No, I'm not just, but why, like.
I don't know. I just, when I think of ants, I think of the most mindless drones coming
mindless
after food.
Mindless drones? Wow.
No, dude.
They have hive mind. They're going after food.
Dude,
right?
They're so communicative. But they're very communicative. Mind, but still, they could still feel temperature. I'm not like they could whine about it like us, but they know what's too hot and what's too cold.
Ants are unstoppable.
I thought their thing was like following the guy right in front of them, like
they
the
do,
scent
but they,
trail.
Then when they pass another guy, they exchange information on the antenna. So they wow. can go, keep going that way. Okay, keep going this way.
This is true. I heard this.
Too hot outside. Go back inside.
I feel heat. Cool. We got to go towards the cool. That heat will cook our bodies. We only live. How long does an ant live for?
Different ants live different times, I bet.
There you go. Hey, was that number one?
4 years.
Oh, see, no.
Yeah, it says black garden ant, 4 years.
My God.
Oh, God.
That's shocking.
That means if you kill a little one, you're taking away 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awful. Got to start doing more meditation, not killing anything. Hey, gang. Well, that was your movie chart, and we'll be right back with the hot picks. The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks, and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick, and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks. These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify. Chances are, gang, we did. We got a top-notch squad of record people here, so let's see what we got this week.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
We'll do one of my picks first. This is Ophelia with Pockets.
These days it's now stuck to my body. When I was small, I didn't know the protocol. I didn't know that I would
I like
be
that.
So
yeah. Harmony's going on or something,
hell
right?
When you grow up, you become a fool. Get me out.
How about that with no vocals, no effects? They made a weird sound, but without having to use the equipment.
It
no
was
offense,
like
Johnny, no
nice
offense.
And dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's like interesting guitar things going on. Like every second surprised me when I first heard that.
Yeah, sounds like, this it's is slowing a down, sound. But it's just like the harmonies they're doing.
Yeah,
good yeah, stuff. That's cool.
It's spelled O-H and then Philia. Like if you're spelling Ophelia, but with the word O in it. okay, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Howard's pick. This is Suave with Jug.
Yeah, ain't talking water when I say I got that jug, yeah. Ain't talking water when I say I got that jug, yeah. All my niggas slump, we ain't never met no shug, yeah. Come up on mine's fuck, nigga, wish you would. I like the trap, I like the crack, I like the jug. If I don't pop off with this rap, it's back to that, we finna jug, yeah. Boy, it's hot as hell. Ain't finna be broke, ain't finna be without. So nigga, you might as well. I'm at Georgia State.
That's cool.
There you go.
I love that beat.
Yeah, it sounds like J. Rue the Damager, Come Clean or something like that. It cuts through.
So what is a jug?
Yeah, you gotta define jug now.
I don't know, maybe that's a gun. Maybe that's, he's saying that's his new word for gun.
I've heard blick. That's a Chicago blick. Term for a gun, right?
Yeah. Blick.
But this guy's in Atlanta or in Georgia?
Yeah, he said Georgia State.
Okay, so that's Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Look up jug or
Georgia State.
Oh, it means the steel.
The steel, there you go.
A jug?
Yeah, it means a gun.
Jug or jugging is a verb which originated in the South.
Yeah.
And means something Steal or take something from someone by tricking them.
Oh, to steal, it's to like steal, a, verb.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So what did he steal then if he's got the jug?
The jug is like, what would he take? A straw so he could sip from it?
That's what it is. It's got to be what it is, yeah.
Maybe.
Right on. I got that crazy straw. Well, I liked it, and it's a banger for the summer.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
We got Johnny's pick. This is Viagra Boys. Punk rock loser.
When we met, you thought that I could probably change. I warned you then that, baby, I don't seem insane, but I fucking am. And I'm rocking a little gold chain that ain't real gold. I told you it's fucking fake. I spent my money elsewhere.
Damn. The jug.
Yeah, we got a little music video action going.
Little jug in there. Little plastic bags, and they
disappear the same night. So good. These guys are doing it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're
like Top Gun Maverick for me. They're bringing me back to a simpler time.
They're basically just like a no wave band, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something about
this. But there's something about the way they do it. They talk, but.
The music like has something. It's not just like dumb riffs. There's always like something really good and fresh about what's happening, but it has that rock and roll like push to it that I love.
Thank you. Speaking of which, reminds me, there's a new single, Dragon Boy Suede and Marshland Monster, Indica Inch, dropped June 10th, right out there on Spotify. Check that out.
Damn, I want to hear this.
Hot new Suede coming. We got more in the pipeline.
That would have been my Indica Inch.
Yeah.
Damn.
Right on.
Marshland Monster and DBS. Damn.
There you go.
Can't wait.
Hey,
to
check
jam
that out
this.
On Spotify, everybody. All right, what's coming up number three?
Coming up at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is kind of just like an interesting turn of events. This is Red Hot Chili Peppers, but with their Japanese bonus track for their new album. And it's called Nerve Flip, and I think should have been on the album.
Wow.
You would not think it's them.
Back at the Londonderry, we drank it all too soon. This sounds like 311, man.
Yeah, it does. It does
like
kind of.
100%.
You might you just made me hate it.
I mean, this, right
now
away,
that you
I'm
contextualize
thinking,
it so correctly, I'm like,
it's the same song.
I was working so hard to like it.
I heard elements in there that weren't 311. That is a great rip of it, though.
Yeah,
but I do like that they're going and pushing into some different area there.
Yeah, no, I do like.
It sounds very digital.
It's a lot less. Like stale than some of the stuff on the album.
Right. Hmm. That being said, I have a higher 311 tolerance than most people. I've even heard some of their more recent albums.
Oh my God.
311 is fun. At least 311 is like fun.
They do like
and...
six different things.
Yeah.
They always do like six different things. It's fun to see how they throw them together.
Peanut. Is Peanut your favorite?
I appreciate Peanut.
No, there's Jason or the rapper guy, whatever his name is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peanut, man. He's the center.
Peanut, dude.
Fieldy. Peanut and Fieldy are going to have a low slung bass contest.
Oh, yeah.
Stare off into the mega.
Fieldy, I always thought, he's the corn guy, right?
Yeah.
He's corn guy.
I always thought that
he's hop
high. His bass doesn't even seem like it's tuned to anything. Like it just seems like flapping strings.
Oh yeah,
the sound of it is just flapping.
They just use like the string on the fret sound. Like there's no notes.
Like you know when you tune a guitar too low and the strings are just flapping.
It's like a different type of music altogether.
Yeah,
like he's the Sid Vicious where they just kind of even don't need his musicality. He's just over there.
He just basically creates a big low end like thing happening. There's no.
I saw him at Crazy Girls one time, Johnny, the strip club on La Brea.
Hell
and
yeah.
He had like three girls at his booth and they were wearing t-shirts that said, "Feel these angels."
When was this?
That'd be like, you know, back when they were like.
Forever ago.
I mean, I hadn't been there.
I want to see that. You know, that take on Charlie's Angels, bring that back. Feel these
Angels. Get Mick G to direct that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. All right, what's coming in at number one?
Coming in, number one, Howard Kramer. This is NBA Youngboy Vet Motors. Bitch on toxic, kicking shit, you better watch it. Whoa, whoa. Just unzip my pants, catch stuff down all in my pockets. Put her in her midst, now I got all these niggas jacking. My weight up and now I got the power. Tell them this slime, gon' spray on cowards. You hoeing this bitch, it's money show. Stand too hard, won't be my main. Dripping sauce, won't give me brain. Play that make, big pick up cane. Fuck going on, and we'll do some, hold on. Cutlass, Vet Motors.
Oh, it's just getting good there.
Oh, sorry. I be with the mess man, and they all a hater. 187 just spin me a 70. Christian
be nice. There you go. This fit a hurt. Bad like her friend. I see why that's her twin. There you go. Young boy never broke again.
So,
Vet Motors.
Oh, that's what NBA stands for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how come it doesn't say that on his profile? How come it says young boy never broke again, not NBA young boy?
I think he might have gotten in trouble with the league, NBA or something, maybe.
Well, okay. That's the weird thing, because have you noticed, I've noticed on SportsCenter and stuff, like they keep saying, yo, you know what NBA stands for, never broke again. Mm-hmm. It's like that has entered the vernacular of them, but right. I don't know if they're aware of the rapper at all. Like, I feel like just going through the screen, like you're just taking, like he said that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, who took that? Did you see the fake Klay Thompson?
Yes, he got kicked out. I heard
a guy looked like Klay Thompson went right through security and started shooting, you know, free
That's
throws.
That's cool
and stuff.
As shit. I don't even know who that is, but it was some. It's a basketball player.
Yeah,
right?
He looks like
this guy's on the Warriors.
He looks like a true Wish.com Klay Thompson.
He's nice. He's banned. He's banned for life. But he got in.
Worth
it's really funny though. He takes like pictures with people and. Like, he just looks like the funniest version of Klay Thompson.
Yeah, he's like just a shitty version. but that's awesome. Hey, Johnny, we had a great time with you here
Likewise.
On the program. I'm going to make sure to get out and see you at the Elysian Theater.
Get out there. Get there.
Nice.
That's on
I
July
like the Elysian.
20th.
July 20th.
Check that out. And then he'll be in Seattle, everybody, up there, 723 and 724 in Portland.
Tickets online.
Check them out.
Never like broke again.
Have you done shows at the Elysian? Have you been doing them?
Oh, or is this the since first they one first cool? opened, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I like that place. It's fun to do shows there.
It's good.
Good,
it's
enthusiastic
quality.
Audience.
Yeah, man. What else should I say now, huh? That's it, right? We're done?
Well, yeah. Also, check out Comedy Bang Bang World. They
yes,
got lots
please.
Of exciting things going on over there.
Thank you.
Check out
Indica Inch.
I can't wait to check that out for real.
Check that out on Spotify, but more in the pipeline, Johnny, you'll love. And check out Drop Date Duel right over there on Patreon. Check out Grift Horse with Megan Beth Keister every week. Go to haveasummer.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD. Go to austinmonthly.com for the oral history of Austin Stories. That's
wow.
A lot of fun.
He's got a lot of stuff here.
Oh, my gosh. And
he's loaded.
And on top of that, we will see you right here next week on
Who Charted.